No, they got credit for watching Happy Indian, Happy Hindu, Ali, Happy Indian, Happy Kandar, the world, and the friend of the world, and the matter of the truth. They got to do that. When those, under those excitement, under the preaching of that kind of preaching, when they confess that they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I think I dare them. After they have received those into whom they made the expression, they have received himself. But because the Lord doesn't work that way, he often works very silently, yet ever so powerfully, in causing us to be arrested, as it were, in just the same manner, with the same power that arrested Peter. And he speaks in the heart. And when he speaks in the heart, it's with the power of voice. It is not so, ever has been so, that is a man and the Spirit of God, the grace of God speaks in the heart. It has never been so that a man could just turn a deaf ear to it. Because you remember, as Paul writing to Titus said, for the grace of God to bring to salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying when godliness and worldly lust is to be sober and righteous in this present world. So, there is no possibility of the Lord sending forth his Spirit and that person refused or neglect or any other word you want to hear, you want to use, to hear that because in the word of the king is power. So the grace of God has never appeared unto anybody except it has appeared in a saving sense, in a powerful saving sense. And when it appears in that sense, it teaches that sinner something. It teaches him something he'd never known before. But it teaches him how he ought to live, how he ought to walk. And in this present and godly world, looking unto the blessed, the coming of the blessed God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now the most important thing that we have to deal with and to think about and to consider after we've been born of the Spirit, after we've been brought into the knowledge of the truth, given the hope of eternal life, the most wonderful and blessed thing that we have to think about, and which is coming shortly, perhaps, which will be shortly, that is not how long it will be, is the blessed is the coming, the blessed appearing of our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so this is the reason that John was writing unto the brethren. There are many things that we have recorded elsewhere that have been taught in the name of Jesus, things which were not true at all according to the truth, because men have a way of their own and they think that way is right. But the way isn't right. I thought the other day in going to the funeral that I got into a condition, or rather into a state which I could not well avoid, in which what took place was just merely from a book. It had no, so far as I could see, determined, it had no spirituality about it. It had no feeling about it. So there's a lot of that that goes on. But my brethren, I'll tell you what's the fact. When the Lord speaks, there is a moving. When the Lord operates in the heart, there is a moving. When the Lord anoints, yes. And when the Lord gives us an unction, there is a moving in the heart. And the Lord teaches the vilest of vile sinners, the poorest of the poor. He teaches them things that the wisdom of men can never teach them. And so the apostle said to them, and I kind of reviewed and then quit, he said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. I say again, how quickly do we detect a lie from the truth? Or a truth from a lie. I don't believe that those who have been taught of the Lord, that they can be fooled. I know that so far as they upheld by the power of God, the Spirit of God, they cannot be fooled. They will not, turn aside when they're kept by the power of God, because they have an unction and they know all things pertaining to life and godliness. And their chiefest concern is, and their chief desire is, as while they live in this world, that they might walk circumspectly, that they might follow in the footsteps of Jesus, that they might maintain the order, that they might contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And so that was the reason, that was the very basis, that was the very work, or the desire of John, was to write unto the Lord's people and confirm them in the hope that the Lord had implanted in the heart, saying that ye have an unction of the Holy One, and you know all things.